Two items of business before I'm going to speak for 5 minutes. I'm not here to keep you from your families or from the impending celebration that is tonight in a lot of your homes. But I think first order of business is to say thank you to the worship team for what they've done tonight. We appreciate them. They put in a lot of hours to make this happen. It just does not happen. The other is this, and it's an item of business. Does everybody have a candle? Everybody have a candle? If you don't, put your hand up, and we'll make sure you get one. There you go. Darby, if you could walk around and get some candles out there. I comically said that as your children entered the room, we gave them fire. So we'll see how that works out later. Keep your hand up, and a candle will be coming your way. Keep your hand up. And listen, you parents with children that are making a little bit of noise, that's perfectly okay. This is a family night, and we want you to feel very welcome here. And you know what? If somebody's got a problem with your child squirming, you tell them to talk to me. Because that's what kids do, and that's absolutely okay. So let it take place. We're just glad that you're here very much. Okay. I am talking about the parents, too. So has everybody got a candle? Has every child got a candle, parents? Okay, good. Good, thank you. Okay, you can put your hands down. Hey, listen, the past couple of weeks I've been reading letters to Santa Claus. I don't know if you ever look at them, but they're kind of funny. By the way, the majority of them are not lists to Santa Claus for what you can get. What you have in these letters is kids telling Santa how they're superior to every other kid, and then they just trust that Santa will bring them something. But I picked out a couple to share with you. You might get entertained by. How about this one? Dear Santa, you did not bring me anything good last year. A lot of us could say that, by the way. We'll just let that go, okay? And you did not bring me anything good the year before that. Santa, this is your last chance. Signed, Alfred. I like that. Here's another one. Dear Santa, there are three little boys who live at our house. There is Jeffrey, he's 2. There is David, he is 4. And there is Norman, he is 7. Jeffrey is good some of the time. David is good some of the time. But Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman. I like that, okay? Have you ever had a Christmas where you just didn't get what you wanted? Has that ever happened to you? Maybe as a kid or even as an adult? And maybe bummed you out for a little bit that you didn't get exactly what you had hoped for? I know people like that. And you know what? A lot of times when that happens, that you're disappointed over what Santa didn't bring, what really happens is the fact you're missing the big picture. You know, I believe retail has caused this. Since September, I've been seeing ads for Christmas shopping. The other day, I saw my first post-Christmas ad for the sales that are going to start on Friday, and maybe even tomorrow if somebody's open. I think retail has ruined a lot of our celebration of Christmas. Listen, this is our holiday. Let me use another word. This is our holy day. This is what this and Easter is what we live for. Our faith is pinned to these things, and we've allowed those people in retail to take it from us. And you want proof of that fact? Listen to me very carefully, and you don't have to raise your hand. There are some folks here tonight who are thinking this: did I get everything on my list, and is everybody going to be happy with what they open tomorrow that I got for them? True? And how many people are here tonight and they're thinking this: I hope I get what I wanted. I've dropped my hints to my husband, but he's not really bright. I hope that he got it. And I hope my wife heard what I said last summer about that boat, because I really want that big thing. You get the idea. I've got a friend that I got to tell you about who got absolutely the best bummed out story for Christmas, and I got to share it with you. It's worth doing. Good friends of ours, Ken and Ruth, have a son. They have other kids, but the son is who I'm going to talk about. He was 19 years old, and he came back from college at Christmas time to his family's house, and for months he had been telling his family, all I want for Christmas is money. All I need for Christmas is money. Don't make a list for me, just get me money. You ever been there? Money works, from where I come from, okay? Anyway, James, who's the son, who's also a friend of ours, was so excited when Christmas morning came because he thought he was going to get the money that he wanted. But listen carefully to this. What the family really bombed them, and here's what they did. They made sure everybody in the family gave him socks and underwear and shirts. And when the last gift had been opened, Everybody in the family had gotten really cool stuff that they wanted, and he had socks and underwear and shirts. And this is not part of what I'm planning to say tonight, but listen to me, moms and dads. Listen to me carefully. Hold it. Women, listen carefully to me. Your boys, your children, your husband does not want socks and underwear and shirts for Christmas. We still at every age want toys. Amen, men? Amen. Okay, I'm glad we cleared that up. Has everybody got that? Okay, good. I feel better. I thought I was the only one that felt that way. Well, anyway, here's what James did. He opened all his gifts. He got the socks, the underwear, and the shirts, and et cetera. And he sat there bummed, and there was one more package under the tree. And his dad said, oh, there's one more. And he walked over and picked it up, and it was a fairly big box. And he opened it up, and he said, James, this is for you. Here, take it. So James opens it up, and inside is a mesh bag full of walnuts. James loved walnuts, but he looked at his dad like, really? Come on, is this the best you got? And he threw it back under the tree. And the rest of the day, from the way the family tells me the story, is he moped around. Get what I wanted. 19-year-old boy acting like a 3-year-old, all right? I would have spanked him. But here he was, moping around. It got toward evening, and it was well after dinner, and he'd been moping all day, and he was sitting by himself on the sofa near the tree by himself, and Dad came in and sat down and said, what's the matter, son? You seem out of it today. He said, you want to know what's the matter? I wanted money. That's all I asked for. And I got these rotten socks and shoes and underwear. What kind of a Christmas is that? And everybody else got what they wanted, and I didn't get anything I wanted. And his dad said, I'm sorry you feel that way. And he said, but the fact of the matter is you got some walnuts that you like. Maybe you should have a walnut. So James reached over and took a walnut out of the bag and cracked it open. And in it was a $20 bill. Watch this. He cracked another one open. Inside that was a $20 bill. He cracked another one open. There was another $20 bill. Now, this bag was not 100 walnuts. It was a small bag. You see where this is going. And James finally caught on. His dad said, I've been working for over a month to crack these walnuts and glue them back together for you. And you missed. You missed what your Christmas was all about. You missed the greatest gift. And that's that where there were hundreds of dollars in this box, and you threw it back under the tree because you didn't want anything to do with it because you thought it was just walnuts. You just saw the walnuts and you didn't see the gift. Listen carefully. That's what goes on in our culture. We see the advertising. We got lists of things we want, things we think we need. And you know what? We miss the thing that this season's all about. Let me read for you for just a second if I can do that. Paul says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Thanks be to God for his indescribable, listen, gift. Romans chapter 6, he says this, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. If your picture of Christmas is what the retail industry has told you for many months and many years, all the years I've been alive, then that's too bad, because it's more than that. And if your idea of Christmas is maybe the nativity scene, maybe the cute one you got at home with the baby laying like this on a cold winter night, laying in the food trough, that's too bad, okay? It goes much further than that. It's not about the angel. It's not about the baby. It's not about the mommy and the daddy and the animals going, ooh, cute baby, ooh, cute baby, because that's what they were saying, you know that. And then they sung, you know that too. It's not that. You got to go deeper. The fact is, on that Christmas night that we remember tonight, Jesus Christ was born. He was placed in a food trough. He grew up to be a man, a perfect man, the Son of God. And he's on the mission. The mission was for us. You read Ephesians, it says, for before the foundations of time, God had this plan in place that Jesus would come, Jesus would grow to be a man, Jesus would be perfect, Jesus would go to the cross, Jesus would go to the cross and then take our sin upon him, he would die on that cross, come back to life, go back to heaven and receive glory forever for all of that incredible activity. I just gave you what we focus on, what's inside the walnuts. I just gave you the main thing. Jesus is the gift. Don't miss that because other people are screaming other messages. Let's bow in prayer. As you do, and this, I don't think this is out of place, but as you do bow right now, could you just take a quiet moment and could you talk to the Lord of heaven and earth right now? And could you tell him and praise him and thank him for Jesus Christ? Would you do that right now? Would you thank him for the great gift that Jesus Christ is? Would you do that? Our Father, our God, how we do thank you for Jesus Christ. Father, we praise you for him. We praise you now, and we will praise you forever for the fantastic, indescribable gift he was. A gift, Father, that you gave to us. We apologize for running over that all the time for the things we want at Christmas. But, Father, right now we stop and we acknowledge the fact that Jesus is that indescribable gift, as Paul said. And we worship you and worship him for the fact of what he has done for us by dying for our sin on the cross. If you're here tonight and you've never had a relationship with Jesus Christ where you've asked him as your to be your Savior and Lord, I would invite you in the quietness of this room right now to just truly pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart and life, that he might take away your sins, and then you could be assured of going to heaven to be with him forever. Would you do that right now? If this is new to you, or you've heard it 100 times, and now it makes sense, would you pray that prayer and just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Amen. As you're looking up here, you notice that the room has been darkened. And the reason the room has been darkened is because we're going to take part in an exercise, which I think is a graphic picture of something that's going on all around the world even now. Jesus said that he came to this earth and was the light of the world. The light of the world. The light that came. Now look at the room. It's dark. But the light that came into the darkness to pierce the darkness. That's what Jesus came to do. And what we're about to do is we're going to picture something that's been going on since Jesus left this earth. When somebody comes to know Jesus Christ as Savior, they then take that light to other people. And that's what we're going to do right now. In fact, I'm going to ask Glenn to come forward, and I've got Steve right here. And they're going to grab some candles here. And what they're going to do very simply is they're going to light their candles from the center one. Much like our candle that's been lit from Jesus Christ. And they're going to light from the center one. And then they're going to come down the center aisle and pass out the light. And then as you get it in the center, please pass it on toward the sides. Listen carefully. If you've got this, their candle's going to come down like this. You turn your sideways to light them so as not to spill any wax on yourself. And as you get that candle, pass it on down. And pass it on down, and pass it on down. And as we do that, we'll be actually illustrating the picture of the light of Jesus Christ being shared from one of us to another. And while we're doing that, let's sing together.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you to take your candle in front of you, if you would, at this point in time, and please extinguish it. And the lights are going to come back on. And as they do, I'm going to invite you to stand. I'm going to invite you to worship with us.